Hey everybody, this is Steliefti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to have a special episode, which is going to be a website teardown episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
So all of you out there, we asked for submissions a few days ago, and we got a ton of people submitting their websites asking Heaton and I to just look at the site and provide feedback and tear it down and be hypercritical and very, very honest. And that's what we're going to do this morning. It's just going to be going through one, you know, website after the other that you guys submitted, and we'll try to be as useful and helpful in providing feedback. All right, Heaton, you want to take it away and take a look at the first website submitted?
Absolutely. This website is called Swype. It's getswype.com. So it's getswip.com. And right when I hit the site, there's on the right, there's a big picture of a MacBook. And it looks like it's got some interface. And on the left, it says Lean Coach for your team. The guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. Get it for, and then it says $6.99, and it crosses it off, and it says free. And then next to that, that's the button. And then next to that, it says how it works. And then there's a offer available for limited time. 600-plus people already claimed their free account. Claim yours now using the button above. So that's what shows up on the main page. It's like a nice big blue page. Well, first of all, the first thing that hits me is that it says it's a lean coach for your team. Right away, I'm like, well, what's a lean coach? That's already something that like registers for me and makes me confused about what this product does. Then it says the guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. Like, it's a little better, but it's not that much better because I still might not know what running my business lean means. There's a caveat. My caveat is if people are coming to the site from a traffic source or a place where they understand what a lean coach is or understand what lean means, maybe this kind of tagline would work. This also doesn't really speak to benefits too much of what the benefit of this product is or, you know, again, what a lean coach is. So if you're planning on leaving lean coach for your team as the title because you think it's going to pull in curiosity, my advice would be in the sub headline, at least explain what a lean coach is. That's the very least I would do. The best I would do is actually talk about the benefit of what a lean coach does for you. Otherwise, you're just using the word lean over and over again, and people might not know what it means. So, you know, then there's a how it works, and I click a button, and there's some video there, which is cool. When I click the registration, it actually opens in a new window, which is an interesting tactic. And the registration window opens, and there's like a sign-up box. There's one thing you're doing there that I should – oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, it just says tell us more about you on that registration page. Just as a quick side note, I would definitely get more specific on that page. And then lower down, it says experience the power of lean. It's got a bunch of boxes. And then again, get it for $6.99 crossed out, get it for free is what it says. Steli, do you want to get some comments in?
Yeah, so I know this gentleman, so I'm glad that I'm second. Also, as a caveat for all of you out there, if anybody doesn't like my feedback, still fairly fresh out of knee surgery, and I'm on the pain medication, so if I seem delirious or if you don't like my feedback, maybe it's that. Maybe I'm just going to be extra honest to you and give you the truth even in a better way. So I know this gentleman is a great guy and it's a great person, so I'm a little biased because I like him, but I also have to say that my problem here is that on this side, on the homepage, I find the pitch confusing because at parts, he assumes I already know what lean means, and he's telling me he can coach me. And at parts, he's pitching me on why lean is great and what it is. So I think that the pitch is a little confused. Is this site for people already sold on the concept of lean, or is this page for somebody who doesn't know what it is? And first, you want to sell me on lean as a business philosophy, and then you want to sell me on your tool. But you're absolutely right. I think my main gripe is that the main kind of pitch here when I go on the side is it says lean coach for your team, the guidance and tools you need to run your business lean. And to me, this is missing the value proposition. Why is this valuable? What does it exactly mean? you know, what does coaching even mean? I'm confused if this is a person that's going to be calling me once a week and giving me advice. But I also see software. So it seems like this is a software tool. It seems a little bit like a Trello tool for projects. So I'm just not sure what will I get and what is the real value. Why should I use this versus do it myself or read a book or do something else? It doesn't really spell it out. It doesn't really sell me on the value proposition. It's kind of sell me between using Lean as a philosophy and there's a coaching tool here that will help me do that, but it doesn't tell me what it is and why it's going to help me do it in what way? Better, faster, cheaper? What is the core value of using this tool versus not? I think that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of really selling this. The other thing is here, this is nitpicking, but I'll still do it. But there's a section that says, you know, you're in good company, and it shows a bunch of logos from like well-known companies. And in this case, because it comes right under like a bunch of stuff about how Lean works, I'm actually not sure if this means these are his customers or if this means these are other companies that use Lean business philosophies. And I know this is gray zone and it's fine. And lots of companies and lots of websites do this where, you know, as seen in the press, but it's not really then seen in the press. It's whatever, something related to them seen in the press. But I'm always wondering, you know, in this context, if I'm being misled or not. So yeah, I think that the design is nice and clean. There's lots here to like, but I think that the main thing is he needs to think about what the core value prop is, and he needs to communicate the elevator pitch. What is this? Who is this for? And why is this valuable? I think in a much clearer way.
Yep, agreed.
All right.
I don't have much else to add.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. All right. So cool. The next website is from a person I don't know, I think. So the site is called Life Tiles. And the URL is basically, it's spelled LIVETILES.NYC. Never seen a .NYC URL. This is kind of cool. This is a .New York URL. So when I go, and I don't know if I spell it correctly, Life Tiles. I think that's how it's supposed to be spelled. So when I go on this side, the first thing that hits me, which is something I don't like personally, is that, you know, they have this massive, the background of almost the entire homepage is a kind of background video that is playing. And an over-